It's the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And country music legend Tracy Byrd is on the show with us this morning. Good morning, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm great, dude. Good morning to you, bud. Thanks for having me on.
I absolutely appreciate you taking some time with us. And hey, appreciate you coming out here to Western Wyoming. I got to be honest, Tracy, we're a small community. We don't get people like Tracy Byrd to come put on concerts here. In fact, I was kind of laughing because shortly after it was announced you were coming, there were some people here that thought it was a scam. They didn't think it was real because they're like, no, Tracy Byrd doesn't come here. So I want to hear it from your mouth, Tracy. Are you coming to Afton, Wyoming for real?
I am coming to Afton, Wyoming.
Well, perfect.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, we know country music fans are in the small town, so we're going to bring it to you.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah, this is Chris Ledoux country is kind of where we're at. So people here love your style of music. And
oh, that's great, man. Chris was a wonderful guy.
Look forward to having you here. Tracy, let's just catch up with you here for a little bit. Of course, you had all those big hits and over your career. Tell us where you've been the last maybe 10, 15 years.
Well, back in 2009, I got off the road for about 3 years, and I decided to just take a break. I'd been at it for 20 years at that point, and so took a well-needed break, and then got to, you know, I really didn't know when or if I would, you know, get back to touring, but I got to missing it a lot. It kind of gets in your blood, and you get used to performing live and seeing all the fans, and so we went back out on the road and gradually worked our way back up to where we're at now. We're working like we used to, almost about 100 shows a year, and enjoying the heck out of it. You know, 90s country is kind of on this resurgence right now, and has been for the last couple of years, and so it's just a lot of fun. We've been having a blast. I put out an album, a studio album, back in 2017. And then we put a live Billy Bob's album out in 2020. And so we've just been busy with that stuff and working shows and having fun, man.
Well, as you've been going around recently, is it most of the same original band that you had in the 90s, or have things changed a little bit?
No, it's a whole new band. I went back to touring out of Texas like I did back in the beginning for a little while in the beginning. Then we moved to, you know, the band out of Nashville, but no, this office band is out of Texas and Southwest Louisiana. And we work right out of my home in Beaumont and, do it that way. And so it's a whole new band, pretty much formed about, 2013 or so, the core of the band. And they're a great group, got steel guitar, fiddle, the full country and western band, you know?
Yeah. Well, even though the band may be different from the 90s, I mean, the music's the same, right? The songs, it's still that Tracy Byrd, correct?
It is. It's still all those hits that we had that we were lucky enough to have, and still that same style, still that, you know, that Texas and country and swing kind of style.
Tracy Byrd joining us on the air today as part of the weekday wake up. He's performing at Star Valley High School September 16th. Tickets are available at the door or in advance at DiscipleEvents.com. Tracy, let's talk about your show. Have things changed or evolved for you in recent years compared to when you would do a concert, say, in the 90s? Is it kind of a similar approach, or have things changed a little?
You know, I would say in music in general, all kind of things have changed since then. But I would say our approach to the show is still the same way it always was. I mean, you know, the technology is pretty much the same. And you know, our goal is the same. And that's just to get out there and have folks to have a good time and have an emotional up and down night with the music, depending on what song we're playing, and just really take them on a little trip, you know. And so that part's still pretty much the same, you know. I mean, music is a kind of magical, and that's the way we feel about it, and we try to just deliver the songs with that same passion.
You know, Tracy, as we've been getting ready for this concert, we've been reminding our listeners of some of your hit songs that you've had so many of over the years. Watermelon Crawl, I'm From the Country, Keeper of the Stars, Holding Heaven. I mean, there's so many. The list just goes on and on and on. For you, though, what are your top two or three songs, the ones that you love to perform the most?
Well, I mean, Watermelon Crawl, I still love to perform strictly for the fact that the people love it so much. You know, they start screaming for it as soon as we come out, and they don't let up till we finally do the song later in the show. And so that was still pretty special. And then there's a song called Heaven in My Woman's Eyes, which for myself is one that I really like personally. And then of course Keeper of the Stars has been, you know, it was Song of the Year 1995, and still is such a big song in people's lives. And so that one's always special too, and always will be.
Again, tickets available right now for Tracy Byrd live in concert at Star Valley High School. Tickets at DiscipleEvents.com. Tracy will be performing on September 16th. That's an upcoming Friday night. Tracy, thank you so much for your time today. Can't wait for the show. I know I've got my tickets, so I'm ready to go. Any final words from you on why people should come out to this concert and what they should expect?
Well, they should come out because if they love country music, and come out because we're coming to Afton, and it's real and it's true, and we're really going to be there. and we just love to see them. We want to have a great crowd, and we want to entertain the folks, and we just look forward to being there.
It's country music legend Tracy Byrd live with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up as part of the SVI Radio Network.